Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Presbyterian Podcast. My name is Gethin Russell-Jones. Hello, a chroeso I rifin arall o'r podlediad Presbyteraidd. Fy enw I yw Gethin Russell-Jones. In this bilingual edition, we focus on the Presbyterian Church of Wales' exciting new prayer strategy, launching with a week of prayer on Monday the 20th of May. I recently caught up with the Reverend Owen Griffiths from the South East Wales Presbytery and part of the group behind this new project. Yn y rhifin dwyieithog hwn, canolbwyntiwn ar strategaeth weddi gyffroes yr Eglwys Presbyteraidd yng Nghymru, sy'n lansio gyda wythnos o weddi ar ddydd Llun yr 20fed o fis Mai. Yn ddiweddar, bum yn siarad â'r parchedig Owen Griffiths o Henaduriaeth De Ddwyrain Cymru sy'n rhan o'r grŵp y tu ôl i'r prosiect newydd hwn. Well, I'm joined now by the Reverend Owen Griffiths, who's the Minister for the South East Presbytery and also part of the Prayer Strategy Group for the Presbyterian Church of Wales. So welcome, Owen.
Thank you. It's lovely to be with you. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you, I need to. The question that was on my mind was, so what is the need for a prayer strategy? You know, something that all Christians are meant to do in churches. We all talk about prayer. And as I read it, I thought, oh gosh, I wonder if this is a bit of honesty of recognizing that this is something we all find very difficult to make time for.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it there. It is difficult. Prayer is really, really tough. And I guess the need for a strategy arises from a number of places then, partly because it is hard and we need help. And so our idea is to be whatever help we can to individuals and to churches as they explore their own prayer life. So that is one important element, so that we can help people to pray. But also to help people to pray together. There is this very important aspect of prayer where it brings us together. Prayer can be intensely personal, can't it? You know, as we explore our own lives before God, our own desires, our own needs, but it is also very relational. As we do that with others, alongside others, and explore the needs of the wider church and the wider community, it draws us together. And we feel as well, therefore, that prayer is an opportunity, or this strategy presents us with an opportunity to draw the church together, the denomination together as one, so that we can bring before God our desires for his kingdom, our desires for this world, and that they marry with God's own plans for what he wants to do. And so in that sense, the need for prayer, I guess what I'm getting at then is that perhaps it's more than about unity as well. It's about transformation. So that as we pray with one another, we change and we grow and we become something more perhaps together than we were before. Does any of that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, Owen.
Okay.
Thank you. No, and I think, having read the document that you prepared as a team, the first part does what you've just done for us there. It explains, unpacks what prayer is in all its different expressions and how it's a beautiful practice that is given to us by God in the scriptures and by Jesus. But
it's fundamental to our flourishing, isn't it?
You know, as
human beings.
Yes.
And as Christians, yeah.
Yeah. But I know also you're trying to ground prayer into a week of prayer. I mean, kickstarting it, which I wonder if you could tell us, it's coming up fairly soon, Owen, I think.
It is, frighteningly soon. So it starts on the 20th of May, which is a Monday, and it goes through to the 27th. Of May. The original idea was for a day of prayer. I think in the Presbyterian Church of Wales, we've had a day of prayer for many, many years. But when we got together and started planning a day of prayer, we realized that we couldn't actually fit everything in, and that a week of prayer seemed more appropriate, really, for what we were looking for. You know, and we designed a prayer diary, for example, of prayer requests that people can pray on each day of the week. And these are prayer requests that relate to the Presbyterian Church of Wales, that relate to Wales, that relate to the UK, and relate to the world. And we could have, I mean, we just had so many, really. There is so much to pray for. And it was just that overwhelming sense of need that made us go down the route of looking at having a week of prayer rather than just the day. So the idea is that during that week, individuals will be inspired to pray. Churches will organize prayer events, perhaps not just prayer meetings, but prayer groups that can pray throughout the weeks, prayer teams, prayer partners, that kind of thing as well. And also presbyteries can organize their own prayer meetings. And also during that week, on the Monday and the Thursday evenings, we will be gathering as an entire church, as an entire denomination, for two national prayer meetings. We're also hoping to take this vision into our schools and into our children's clubs. So we've prepared, because I haven't actually prepared them, I can say this. They are brilliant, brilliant resources for children's work, for assemblies and lessons and so on the subject of prayer. Not only to inspire the next generation to pray, but hopefully to draw them into our life prayer that we might learn from them as well. So it's going to be a full week, basically.
So yeah, you've given us quite a taster there, Owen. So there are things for individuals, there are things for groups and teams, things for schools.
Yeah.
Things which are quite inspirational. So there's an element of teaching in all of this, teaching about prayer.
There is. And we've also produced a number of videos, some very brief videos where people will tell their own stories relating to prayer, or people will give a word of encouragement about prayer. One of our members has even composed a couple of songs, and the videos will include him performing his songs in order really to teach about prayer and to encourage people in their prayer. Because as we've said, it's tough. It is hard, and we do need that encouragement.
Well, I guess Owen, is where do you hope as a team that this will, this is a week, and it's but I guess your ambitions go beyond a week, and I guess where do those ambitions flow?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the excitement of this, I think, because we don't quite know yet which direction they're going to flow in. And the week, to some extent, we hope will show us that. But you're absolutely right. We hope that this will overflow the week. It would be lovely to think that these two national prayer meetings will not be just an annual event. It'd be great if we could, and we are discussing this, if we could have them every month. For example, so that we could bring the whole church together. And I guess we would feel that we've, under God, achieved something if we impress on more people the need for prayer in our country today, the importance of prayer in our lives. The need for prayer is self-evident. It has always been there. Our day isn't any worse than anybody else's. It doesn't require more prayer now than they required a couple of hundred years ago. But it is always, always necessary for us to pray for our country, for our world, for our neighborhood, and so on and so forth. And if we can impress on people the importance of a life of prayer, then, yeah, we'll be getting there, I think.
Dymuno gyda fi nawr yw Pachedig Owen Griffiths, Gweinidog Henadiriaeth De Ddwyrain Cymru gyda'r Eglwys Presbyteraidd yng Nghymru, ac sydd hefyd yn rhan o grŵp sydd wedi creu strategaeth arbennig ynglyn â gweddi. So, Owen, croeso ti yn lle cynta.
Diolch, mae'n hyfryd bod yma gyda ti.
So, cyn i ni falle edrych ar argymhellion y grŵp yma, ti'n rhan o'r grŵp strategaeth gweddi, ac sydd wedi trial falle ateb cwestiwn sy'n cael ei ofyn. Achos mae pan wnaeth i ddarllen y strategaeth yma, o'n i'n meddwl, wel, mae'n gwybod yn mynd ateb cwestiwn fel mae gweddi yn anodd, felly mi ddylen ni gael rhyw fath o strategaeth. Ne?
Yeah.
Oeddi yna'n wir, achos ni gyd yn gwybod dylen ni weddio, a mae pawb yn dweud bod nhw'n gweddio, ac eto y gwirionedd yw bod yn rhywbeth sy'n sialen sy'n rhan fwy ohono ni.
Ydy. Mae'n her fawr yn dweud. Mae'n anodd dros ben. Dwi ddim yn nabod unrhyw un sydd ddim yn teimlo bod gweddi'n anodd. Ac i ddweud y gwir, mwy o amser dwi'n treulio fel... Mwy o amser sydd mynd yn heibio, dwi'n ffeindio fe'n anoddach i ddweud gwir. Dwi ddim yn dod yn haws i fi o gwbl dros y flynyddoedd. So dyma un rheswm enfawr pam i ni'n gweld bod eisiau cael rhyw strategaeth gweddi ar yr eglwys er mwyn i annog pobl a'i helpu nhw yn eu bywydau gweddi eu hunain. Mae'n bwysig hefyd bod ni'n rhoi'r help yma, oherwydd mae gweddi yn ein cyffwrdd ni, mae'n trawsnewid ni mewn wahanol ffyrdd, mae'n cyffwrdd a ni ein hunain, mae'n cael dyletswydd, dylanwad mae'n rhywun gen i ar y ffordd ni'n byw, y ffordd ni'n gweld yn hunain, y ffordd ni'n gweld pobl eraill, wrth i ni meddwl a ddychmygu sut mae bywyd fel i'r person yma dwi'n gweddio drosto. Mae'n cysylltu ni gyda'r person yna. Drwy hyn hefyd, mae'n cysylltu ni ar weddill yr eglwys, ac mae'n cysylltu ni a dyw a'i gynlluniau ar gyfer ein byd ni a'i deyrnas hefyd.
A diolch i ti, Owen, a mae'r ddogfen i chi bod yn gweithio arno yn rhoi rhan o ddiwinyddiaeth gweddi a'r pwrpas gweddi. Diolch am y gwaith mae'r grŵp wedi, am gwaith yn baratoi dysgeidiaeth fel yna.
Ac i ni wedi mwynhau wneud hwnna. Dwi'n wedi dysgu lot trwy'r broses o cynllunio'r strategaeth yma. So diolch.
So wrth i ni edrych ar y strategaeth, Owen, mae'n wythnos ym mis Mai sy'n canolbwyntio ar gweddi, wythnos o weddi. So ti eisiau sôn am hwnna, achos mae wythnos yn sôn o'n, ti'n meddwl, fel eitha sialens i gael bobl i weddio am wythnos.
Ydy. Chi'n ala ofn arna i nawr. Mae'r wythnos yn cychwyn ar rugeinfed o fai, ac yn mynd hyd at dydd Sul 7/20. Ac i ni wedi paratoi'n wahanol adnoddau er mwyn helpu bobl i weddio, nid jyst pobl, nid jyst unigolion, ond eglwysi hefyd, neu grwpiau bychan o bobl, henaduriaethau ac hefyd yr enwad yn gyfan gwbl. So yn ystod yr wythnos, ni wedi cynllunio dau cyfarfod gweddi ar gyfer yr Eglwys Presbyteraidd, so dau cyfarfod gweddi cenedlaethol. Byddwn ni'n cysylltu gyda'n gilydd mewn wahanol canolfannau ar draws Cymru a Llundain a Lerpwl hefyd, a chysylltu trwy Zoom hefyd, a gweddio dros anghenion ein heglwys a'n cenedl a'r byd hefyd. Ond mae gen i gweithgareddau eraill yn mynd ymlaen yn ystod o wythnos hefyd, so mae'r tîm, a dwi ddim really wedi bod yn rhan o hon, so allai ddweud hon, mae'r tîm wedi paratoi adnoddau arbennig o dda ar gyfer plant. So maen nhw wedi paratoi gwasanaethau ysgolion ac adnoddau i'w ddefnyddio yn Ysgol Sul neu Clwb Plant hefyd er mwyn i annog plant a pobl ifanc hefyd i weddio. So ni wedi paratoi lot fawr. Mae'n mynd i bod yn wythnos llawn wedi.
A beth yw'r dyddiadau unwaith eto, Owen?
Ie, mae'n rhedeg o dillun yr ugeinfed o fai hyd at y 7/20.
Ac o ran yr adnoddau ti'n sôn amdano, adnoddau ar gyfer plant, pobl ifanc, eglwysig at ti. Ble maen nhw ar gael? Ar y wefan, lle ni feddwl? Wefan yr ebiac?
I ni'n mynd i danfon nifer o'r adnoddau mas fel ebyst i bob eglwys, ond hefyd ni'n mynd i rhoi nhw ar y wefan a bydd yna ddolen cyswllt yn mynd mas ar gyfer hwnna. So mae rhai pethau ni ddim yn gallu rhoi, wel mae'n anodd i ddanfon am y ffurf ebyst. I ni wedi paratoi fideos er enghraifft, fideos bach iawn, byr iawn er mwyn i annog pobl a helpu nhw yn gweddio. Pobl yn dweud storiau, wel ei storiau hun am gweddi, neu mae un berson, Patrick Thomas, yn Llanymddyfri wedi sgrifennu cwbl o ganeuon. Ac hefyd mae gen ni ar gyfer y sil, mae gen ni pregethau hefyd ar gyfer yr eglwysi yna sydd ddim gyda pregethwr ar y sil. Mae'n gallu chwarae'r pregethau yma sydd yn ymwneud hefyd ar pwnc gweddi.
Ac wyt ti'n sôn am cwrddau gweddi well, cenedlaethol, lle fydd bobl yn dod at ei gilydd i weddi. Allan ni feddwl ar-lein fydd rheina, allan ni feddwl?
Ie, yeah, wel, mae gennym ni 22 canolfan ledled y gwlad, a mae yna un hefyd yn Llundain, un yn Lerpwl. So, y syniad yw, ar gyfer y cyfarfod cyntaf, bydd pobl yn mynd i'r canolfannau yma, a bydd y canolfannau, wahanol canolfannau, cael eu cysylltu gyda Zoom, ond bydden nhw'n torri bant a cael amser gweddi ar ei ffennau hunain wedyn yn ystod y cyfarfod yma. So dyna beth bydd yn digwydd ar y nos llun. Na ni weld sut eiffau o safbwynt technoleg a phobeth yna. A wedyn ar y nos iau, bydd pobl yn gallu just cysylltu ar y Zoom o'i tai eu hunain, o'i gatrefu eu hunain, ble bynnag gyda nhw. Ond y syniad bydd yr eglwys i gyd yn dod at ei gilydd ac yn uno mewn gweddi.
Mae'n swnio'n wythnos ddifur iawn ac yn wythnos llawn iawn, Owen.
Yeah, gobeithio, ie.
A beth yw'r, ti'n bod, wedi'r wythnos fynd hibo, os yna obeithion ynglyn â sut fydd gweddi yn ffurfio neu yn ffordd byddwn ni'n newid oherwydd gweddi gyda'n gilydd fel hyn?
Wel, i ni'n gobeithio bydd rhai o'n gweithgareddau yma yn parhau ar ôl yr wythnos. Felly, bod falle gewn ni cyfarfod cenedlaethol pob mis, dim reswm pam nai. Pethau fel hyn, falle ni'n gallu paratoi adnoddau ar gweddi, adnoddau eraill ar gweddi ar gyfer gwaith plant. Ie, byswn ni'n hapus os ar ôl yr wythnos gweddi yma, mae pobl ifanc a phlant hefyd jyst yn cael rhyw syniad o bwysigrwydd gweddi yn eu bywydau nhw yn hunain ac hefyd yn bywyd yr eglwys ac hefyd yn bywyd yn cenedl hefyd.
And finally, Heath Morgan, Assistant Director of Ministries, leads us in prayer. Ac yn olaf, mae Heath Morgan, cyfarwyddwr cynorthwyol gweinidogaethau yn ein harwain mewn gweddi.
Arglwydd Dduw, deiwn o flaen dy orsedd trwy dy chariad, gras ac efengyl Iesu Grist. Lord our God, we come before your sovereign throne by your grace of your love and the completed gospel work of Jesus Christ. Fel fydd y cyfundeb yn gasglu i weddio sy'n nesaf, gad i ddim codi genhadaeth yr eglwys ei thwylo, a rhoi bob gynllun, strwythyr, reol a dymuniad. Gad i ni fod yn gorff sydd yn gael ei arwain gan esiampl a ysbryd Iesu Grist, a rhoi eraill cyn ein hun. As we gather as a connection next week, may we raise the mission of the church to you, giving into your hands all plans, structures, rules and desires. May we as a connection be guided by Christ's example and spirit in putting others before ourselves. A fi gobaith, gogoniant a grym Iesu yn ddisglirio o'i gwaith.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you liked it, please leave a review wherever you found it. And listen out for the next one soon. Diolch am wrando ar y podlediad yma. Os oeddech chi'n ei hoffi, a fyddech cystal ag adael adolygiad lle bynnag y ddeithoch o hyd iddo. A grandewch am yr un nesa yn fuan.